The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
It's the 4 o'clock hour on Friday for Bob Burney Live, and I am honored to be your host today. Thank you for joining me. My telephone number is 877 Bob Live. 877-262-5483. It's one of those days. I honestly don't know what story to go to next. I think I'm going to go to this story about a mother in Virginia and her confrontation with a school board. There is a movement, folks. Parents across America are beginning to actually find out what their kids are being taught in public school, and they don't like it. There is a movement, and it's encouraging. So I'm going to get into that story. But first, I want to plead with you, and I mean plead, to call Hartford, Lebanon, and support a refugee family in the war-torn, crisis-permeated country of Lebanon. This country is in total, complete chaos. It's the only way to explain it. One of the worst humanitarian crises since World War II, according to the United Nations. The New York Times has said the economic situation in Lebanon is the worst economic situation in the last century. And I said this yesterday. Today I have received three pleas by email or social media to help with the situation in Haiti. I got three. And they're good organizations, and I'm glad that they are working in Haiti. I am grateful for that. But what most people don't know is the situation in Lebanon is worse. It is actually worse, but almost no one is advocating for the refugees of Lebanon except Hartford, Lebanon. They're one of the few. And God has raised up this wonderful ministry, and they are reaching out first to hundreds and now thousands of refugees, primarily Muslims. And they're giving them hope. They're giving them hope by providing food, clothing, material needs, medical needs. But most important, they are giving them hope by telling them about Jesus. And $116 can take care of an entire family for 4 months. If you could pledge $29 a month for a year, you'd take care of a complete family for one entire year. Now, I just sent an email to the call center. Hey, are we still connected? And I just now got an email back. Yes, we don't have any phone calls today. Would you be the first to call 888-578-9340? The amount, that's between you and God. I will be absolutely thrilled for $30, $50, $100. Again, $116 takes care of an entire family. To be really honest, in order to reach our goal, we need some folks to pledge $1,000 or $2,000. but whatever God lays on your heart. So far today, no one. Would you be the first? Would you start it? Here's the number, and then I'm going to get into other stories. 888-578-9340. We are a little past halfway. I know we can get the other half. Would you please consider it? Pray about it. About rescuing a family in Lebanon and give them hope in Christ. 888-578-9340. 888-578-9340. I can't wait to see who's going to be first today. 888-578-9340. Or go to thewordcolumbus.com and click on Heartbeat for Lebanon. All right, you probably heard about the Texas mother because I brought it to your attention. Other people have as well. A few days ago, well, it was actually last week, a Texas mother got a hold of some of the books in the junior high library in her school district, and she went before the school board and read out loud the shocking pornographic things in the library books in a junior high school. Well, a mother in Virginia thought, I wonder what kind of books we have in our high school library. And so she went to Fairfax High School Library. This is in a public school. And before the Fairfax County School Board just a few days ago, she began reading from these books. One of the books is called Lawn Boy. Another one, Gender Queer, a Memoir, and a whole bunch of other books. And folks, listen, there is no way in the world I would read what she read before the school board. And she read it loudly and with great passion. And here's the most bizarre thing of all. She is reading from books that children can access in the public school library, and school board members began saying, stop, stop, stop. And she says, no, my time is not up. I'm not going to stop. And at that point, are you ready for this? One of the school board members said, and I'm quoting, you have to stop. There are children in the audience here. What? They wanted her to stop reading from the books that children can access in the library, and the school board said, you can't read this in public because there are children here. This is how insane it has become in our public schools. Well, the school board has said, oh, maybe we should look into these books. But one of the school board members, which is a member of a radical LGBTQ group, said, quote, this is one of the school board members. It's not every week the school board receives two exorcisms during public comment. To be clear, nothing will disrupt our board's commitment to LGBTQIA+ students, families, and staff. Nothing. Now let that sink in. Here is a mother who reads graphic, obscene, pornographic things so bad that a school board member says, you can't read that. There are children here. Yeah, I know. That's why I'm reading it, because children can access it in the library. And a school board member said this as a result, and I quote, to be clear, nothing will disrupt our board's commitment to LGBTQIA+ students, families, and staff. In other words, we have on record a school board member in Virginia saying, you will not remove porn from our libraries We will not stand for it. What does that tell you about their agenda with children? Fortunately, as I said, there is a movement. Parents are beginning to check on what is available to their children and what their children are being taught in school. And when they find out, they don't like it. Let's pray this movement continues and expands. All right, folks, we're coming up on a break. I don't see any calls yet for Heart for Lebanon. Who's going to start it today? We got a long ways to go today, but we can make it. I believe that. Would you right now call 888-578-9340? Somebody's got to start the giving today. Would it be you? 888-578-9340. Yeah.
Bob Burney Live. Looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
I often find myself torn when reporting stories about public schools and public education here in America, particularly with our children, elementary, junior high, and high school. I am often torn because I feel like I have a responsibility to inform you about what's going on. You need to know what's going on in our schools, and yet so much of this stuff is so graphic, it is so bad, I really hesitate even reading it on the air. So I'm torn. And so what I tried to do is give you kind of the general outline of what they're doing in the school, the books, the magazines, or whatever, without getting into the details. Enough for you to know our schools are in terrible shape in America. Here is another incident. This time it is Minnesota. Just before the break, Texas, Virginia, and now Minnesota. School board on Monday of this week in Richfield County, I believe, the Richfield School Board on Monday night. Parents, again, I'm telling you, there is a movement and the liberal left is shaking in their boots. Because after all these years, I've said this before, please forgive the repetition, but for many, many, many years, parents have just said, well, the teachers are the professionals. We'll just trust them. No! Don't trust them. I'm not telling you to distrust them, but don't trust them. Find out what is being taught to your kids. Find out. You're the parent. You are the public. In public schools, you may need to remind a teacher, a principal, or a school board that you are the public in public schools. You may need to do that. But anyway, Monday of this week, school board meeting, Richfield School Board in Minnesota. Parents began reading from a sex ed curriculum from Planned Parenthood. Yeah, it's Advocates for Youth, which is a cover for Planned Parenthood. This particular sex ed curriculum is called the Three R's. Yeah, the Three R's: rights, respect, responsibility. Now, you would think that would be fine, wouldn't you? I mean, the three R's, rights, respect, responsibility. Who could disagree with that? Well, except this curriculum put out by Planned Parenthood does things like asking straight students to role play gay and transgender relationships. Yeah. Yeah, the kids have to role play. A straight kid has to be a straight kid, has to pretend to be homosexual. or transgender. And then they interact with each other. Here is a straight kid that is being forced to pretend that he is homosexual, and then he makes sexual advances to another kid. This is in the classroom. Yeah. Let's see. Quote, the lessons include asking students to role play various relationship scenarios, including straight students pretending they are gay or lesbian relationship, and to work through whether the hypothetical couple should have sex. I don't think I can read all of this. In one of the lessons, a student is asked to pretend to be a male named Morgan, who is very active in the school's LGBTQ club, while another student is asked to be Terrence, two boys. And they, I won't read that. Let's see, Morgan and Terrence. Morgan outlines a plan for the two students, the other boy, to secretly meet and make a decision about whether to, well, to have sex. Parents confronted the school board with this and said, we don't want our kids involved in this. School board says, well, your child can opt out. Why should they have to opt out of something like this? Why is it in the schools at all? Now, that's the bad news. The good news is parents are beginning to wake up. We are beginning to see this all across America. Parents, little by little, hey, folks, this is very small, but little by little, they are taking back the public schools. That should make everybody happy. All right, folks, I just checked my email. I am shocked. I'm sad. Not a single call for Heart for Lebanon today. Yesterday, you gave $4,440. That puts us a little over halfway to our goal of reaching 70 families, refugee families, primarily Muslims, in the country of Lebanon through Hope for Lebanon and their Hope Center. Today, it is now coming up on the 4:30 break. Nothing. This is so unbelievably unusual, and I'm just laying it out there. Would you pray that God would begin, touching people? Here's the number, 888-578-9340. 888-578-9340. Coming into a break, I want to come back and give you good news. 888-578-9340. We'll be back.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.